what you're looking for. Inside that record store, across the whole world, they've gone. Searching for shelves of gold to find that perfect score. You're listening to the Record Store Recon. You're listening to the Record Store Recon.
Okay, welcome back to the Record Store Recon edition of the Goldmine Podcast. Of course, we're going to have Dr. Disc here as a guest because he writes every issue, every print issue. He has his Record Store Recon. And of course, we have this every month, this episode where we get to talk to the good doctor. And I guess the record store is in Scottsdale, Arizona, but we're going to visit Vinyl Record Dude this episode. Notice how I said dude.
He's a dude.
How did you come up with the name Vinyl Record Dude?
He did not go into details about where the name came from, but he's been doing this for over 22 years.
Okay. So he's a veteran dude.
He is the dude.
So how you explain it, this is in the August, September issue that should be getting in subscribers' hands and getting on the newsstand at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million, in case you're interested, listeners. They have a small storefront, meaning you walk into the store and it's very, you said it's one of the smallest you've seen, but in the back, they have this huge kind of like just storage area, right?
Yeah, imagine if the Wizard of Oz owned a record store, because you'd walk in and there'd be this, you know, don't pay attention to what's going on in the back room. They've got over 300,000 records cataloged. And I think there's a picture in the new issue of their little back room. So yeah, it's not really that tiny. But the storefront is only 700 square feet, but they've got over 300,000 records in that store at any one time.
So my question is, why don't they just make that the entire store? Why do you have to go back, you know, to back room and ask for a certain record?
You would have to ask them. Maybe there might be limitations on the amount of retail space they're allowed to use, since it is a warehouse type business. I don't know. When we follow up with Vinyl Record Dude down the road, we will ask him that good question. You always come up with good questions to trick up the doc that I didn't even think about.
Well, Doc, you went in and you gave your highest points to the helpful staff, because they will go into the back room and they actually let you take a picture of the back room too, which is
pretty cool. They were very proud of it. While I was there, I kind of got to see how the whole thing plays out. So mother and daughter, she was probably 16, 17 years old, the daughter. And they walked in and they were looking through some stuff. And when they couldn't find what they wanted, they walked up to the front desk and said, you know, my daughter's looking for, I don't even remember what it was, but the guy, you know, jumped on the computer, punched up, said, yep, hold on one second. Went in the back, less than 2 minutes later, came out with like three or four different records.
Interesting.
Laid them all out. The girl picked the one she wanted. He took all the rest back to the room. Really nice. I mean, I specifically threw some hard things at them that I wanted to see if they had. And I think they had three of the four things I threw at them.
This might be for security reasons, because if they open it all up as one warehouse, someone might be able to steal easily, or maybe there are not enough employees to watch the customers. Because, you know, what I remember in the mid 80s when CDs first came out, there were CD specific stores, and you'd walk in there, and what you'd have to do is, you know, they would just have out, like, say, the cover or the booklet of the CD, and you'd have to say, okay, I want this CD, and they pull out a tray and give you the actual CD disc. Yep. And then put it in. It was almost like they were afraid someone was going to steal the CDs. Now, CDs are easier to steal than records, but You can still put a record under your coat. So maybe they don't have enough employees to watch that big space.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the case, but we will find out.
Because it is a small storefront. You're right. I'm looking at.
Yeah, very small storefront, but you know, one of the cleanest record stores I've ever gone into. Once you realize that, okay, yeah, you look through the initial storefront and you're like, oh gosh, they probably don't have much.
Yeah.
But then when you ask them for stuff, they've got a larger inventory than most stores that are 10 times as big as what they are. So, you know, again, this is a great example of, you know, do not judge a book by its cover. Right. Because first, you know, they're kind of in a business complex. So it's not like you're just going to be out driving around and be like, oh, record store, look. I mean, you kind of got to go find them. But add this to those lists of record stores that you need to go find, because if you are looking for stuff, and I'm not just talking about the newest Taylor Swift, I'm talking about classic stuff that you won't find in a lot of places. They have a phenomenal selection.
Hmm. So yeah, you gave huge marks to the staff being very helpful and the cleanliness. And,
yep.
And you said, of course, the selection. I mean, if they got 300,000 records back in their storage area, they have a lot of different genres. They have a lot of stuff back there. And it has to be very organized for an employee to go back there and pull out, you know, these three different records to choose from. It has to be very organized.
Well, not only very organized, but I would imagine that they do a lot of
mail orders,
sure that the stuff gets put back properly. I know, you know, I'm talking to record store owners. There's nothing worse than having a customer come in and look for something, you know, you have it and you can't find it because some customer took it out of the B section for Black Flag and stuck it under the F's. And now no one can find that release anywhere. So.
And they do that because they don't have the money at the time. They want to make sure it's somewhere when they get back. And no
one. Yeah.
It's a George Costanzo move. the website's pretty easy to get to, vinylrecorddude.com. Do they have a mail order? I mean, it'd be nicely set up to, I mean.
No, I didn't talk. Yeah, I didn't talk to him about his mail order because I actually went into the store and got to visit it a few months ago when I was in Arizona. I'd imagine, I mean, just talking to Nick, I guarantee you they will do mail order if it's something that somebody really wants. He's so passionate about what he's done. They opened this retail thing 2.5 years ago. And like I said, he's been selling records online for over 22 years. So he's, right. You know, he might be one of the originators of the whole records on eBay type stuff. Cause I can't think of anybody who's been selling on eBay longer than 22 years, you know?
Right. He seems like almost like a Felix Unger type with the way he, you know, organizes stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to be a little anal retentive to make sure you can get everything done.
But that's good. That's good with a store, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So tomorrow is a record store day drop.
Yep.
And he's going to be experiencing that. He yep. said he does well on record store day. He does best on Black Friday.
Yeah. So he, you know, it's interesting because a lot of the stores, and I think we talked about this even on our last time we recorded, you know, I go visit stores sometimes where there's a line that goes all the way around the block. And so typically when I talk to stores and ask, you know, how do you do on record store day and Black Friday? They always start out by telling me, oh, you know, customers get there at like 2 a.m. and they sit out. When I talked with Nick, he said, you know, right now, again, because the store is where it is, you know, they get a line of about 15 people. And I'm like, oh, so you do you not get a lot of stuff? He said, no, we got a lot. I mean, they had 6 copies of Taylor Swift's 45 when I know most stores only got, you know, 4 to 6 copies. So if you're in Arizona and you want to get there and you don't want to have to wait in a huge line, I might head over to Vinyl Record Dude tomorrow. He might have some of the best selections around.
Well, I always do that record store day because whether it's a drops day or Black Friday, because that's one of my things is to find the store off the beaten path, because you know, we were checking out a bunch of record stores this last, this April, you know, the original date. And the reason why they have a drops this year is because supply chain issues for extra stuff, not because of really COVID this time. But what surprises me is that we went to like Rough Trade, which I love, by the way. I visited, you know, all their stores. And but see, everyone knows Rough Trade, and it's in a very populated area. So the line was like 2 to 3 hours long, right? But, you know, we pull up to some place in Queens that's off the beaten track. Bam. We, you know, it's like right in there. You know, that's so those are the stores I kind of I like going to different areas, you know, different states around, you know, around here in the Northeast. So, you know, that's what I always look for first. Sometimes you'll find, you know, there's a store up here that's really popular, Red Scroll. They moved to a warehouse location. Now, they're so popular that they'll probably still get people waiting in line for that. But it's not easy to find the location, really. It's got to be like this place, right? Is it kind of hard to find it?
Well, no, it's easy to find it. It's just you have to be looking for it. Again, they don't have, it's not like you're driving around and there's this huge building that says record store. I mean, they're inside a business complex. It's a fairly small sign. But you know, if you plug in their address into GPS, it will get you right there. It doesn't take you to a cornfield in the middle of Arizona somewhere. Yeah. So you will actually get to the store. So they're not hard to find. They're just not in the typical type of venue that you would expect to find a record store.
Yeah, Red Scroll in Connecticut, Wallingford is, even with GPS, it's kind of like, okay, which warehouse do I go into? where they used to be on a main street, you know, a hip street. And I'd like to see what the difference is in their line, because yeah. I'm not waiting 2 hours in line. I don't care if it's fucking, it would have to be Led Zeppelin performing for me to, I don't wait in lines anymore.
But, well, and I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I'm gonna head back up to Siren Records. Not only am I going to hopefully grab the releases I want, they have got a classic Chicago punk band coming in called Apocalypse Hoboken that are going to be performing in the middle of the day. And, you know, I am just getting too old for these 10 o'clock p.m. shows. And so the opportunity to see Apocalypse Hoboken at 3:30 in the afternoon seems very appealing to me.
Well, plus you probably won't have to wait in line.
No. So I'm looking forward to that.
Another thing about vinyl record, dude, is, you know, they may not have a line, but they probably have to let only a certain amount of people in at one time, right? Because it's so
small. Yeah, it's a very small store. Yeah, they're not going to just open the doors and let everybody race in.
I mean, they were doing, a lot of stores are doing that for COVID, but if it's a really small store, you know, I'm sure it's going to be that way. Okay, well, another thing we're going to do is take a little spaceship back, like we've talked about. And we're going to take a spaceship to.
We're going to go. I'm going to tell you, this is a two for the price of one today, because we're going to go way in the Wayback Machine back to August 17th of 2018 when I visited Tang Records out in San Diego, California. I had the opportunity to reconnect with Curtis, who's the owner of the record label and the store, and talk to him a little bit about how they were doing and just find out how they were doing. So. Let me share a little with you. And I should tell you, at the end of this, since we're doing a double podcast today, we're going to do double prizes. Nice. So we have a wonderful prize package from both Tang Records and from Vinyl Record Dude that we'll be giving away at the end of the podcast. But, you know, for those of you not familiar with Tang, it is a record store and a record label. Label that is best known for a lot of kind of Boston punk / hardcore. But they have bands like Mighty Mighty Boss Tones were on the label. Lemonheads have done releases on the label. But Curtis is a big, big fan of that 77, 78 punk. And what first endeared me to Curtis was they reissued and re-released the first Slaughter and the Dogs album. And for those of you not familiar with Slaughter and the Dogs, well, you should be listening to them. If you have anything to do with punk, Slaughter and the Dogs is one of those bands that, you know, everybody from the Clash, the Sex Pistols, all say influenced them in their music. And Curtis is really proud of the fact that they are trying to re-release a lot of that kind of older school punk. So they've been doing great since we went out there and visited them in 2018. He's got over 100,000 records on hand now, used. And they've gotten so big, they're about to open up a second store. So it was pretty exciting talking to him.
Now, I can't remember, but they're in San Diego, but why did they specialize in Boston hardcore?
Well, I believe that is where Curtis is from. I think Curtis came from that area and then just decided to actually set up the record label and the store in San Diego. He mentioned that they were talking about possibly that second store being somewhere in the Northeast, but I believe last I talked with him, he said they were probably looking at something that was within driving distance of the current store.
Yeah, you know, Boston's probably, you know, very expensive for rent compared to San Diego. I don't know. So,
well, you know, something interesting that Curtis said to me is that the label, while vinyl is their bread and butter, they're going to continue to put out CDs because he's actually seen an increase in CD sales over the last 6 months. Yes. Which is a bit surprising because I had been hearing that they were trending downward, but he says as long as fans continue to buy the CDs, the Tang Records will continue to put them out.
Now, we've noticed this in the Goldmine store. Listeners, if you don't know, I'll give a little plug here. If you go to shop.goldminemag.com, Goldmine has its own store. Usually we put exclusive and unique vinyl, and we do have CDs because we found people are buying they'll get vinyl, unique vinyl, but they'll buy a CD of like a best of, like best of Fleetwood Mac, or, you know, something that they can maybe, you know, play on the back porch, or if they still have a CD player in their car. I don't know, but they are buying CDs. So, you know, it's interesting. So, well, they don't supplied CDs.
Yeah, they don't melt the way records do in your car when you leave them in there.
But with the advent of Bluetooth, I don't know if there are a lot of as much use of CDs in cars anymore. But what do you have now for Tang? We talked about their brick and mortar. How about as their mail order business? How's
that? The mail order business has always impressed me. I've ordered several times from them. I think within 24 hours of placing the order, I get notification that my order is shipped. And I usually have the order in my hands less than a week after I place the order. They move really quickly on getting stuff out. So I would say, you know, thumbs up, top 10 on actually getting stuff. And, you know, again, I'll throw some bands out here, but if you are interested in Antiheroes, Freeze, Gangrene, Lemonheads, Menace, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, Negative Approach, Slapshot, Slaughter and the Dogs, Swirlies, and the Tang first 10 singles LP, all of that is coming back out. They're reissuing all of that. And so get over to their website and jump on those reissues because they are going to be available again in the next month or so.
I was going to say, very much like Goldmine store's experience, right? Didn't you order from the Goldmine store? You got it very quickly.
I did. And I gave it a 10 out of 10.
Okay, so let's move on to the prizes because I'm excited about this. I can't
wait. Okay. Because it's so what we're going to do, we're going to give away two separate prizes, But I'm okay with one person winning both. But they will be, but they will stand alone. So it's two different questions. The first question relates to Vinyl Record Dude, and this will be for a $50 gift certificate. So, you know, back in the day, Pat, that could buy you four or five records. But with the cost of some of these new vinyls, you might be able to get one record with that. So we'll have to see. But the contest is, what Rolling Stone record is featured front and center on the store's website in the on the buy records page? So that's a pretty easy one. You just got to go to Vinyl Record Dude's website, look it up, and then you will send me a tweet at Dr. Disc, which is at GoldmineDR, GoldmineDR. Goldmine Doctor will get you to Dr. Disc. You respond to that, you'll be a winner. The second question is going to take a little bit more work. This is from Tang Records. And this prize package is a clothing package and then any choice of record off of the Tang label that you are interested in that they still have releases on. And so this comes straight from Curtis. Curtis says, Tang is a very incestuous label. Name three musicians who have been in more than three bands on the label. And I'll give you a hint. There have been six musicians that have actually played in more than three of the bands that are on their label. So you just have to, again, tweet to Dr. Disc, which is at GoldmineDR. And if you are the first person with that answer, you will win a Tang Records prize package.
Now, you have some winners before. Man, they answer right away.
They do.
They're probably pinging you right, you know, as soon as...
As soon as this goes live, I imagine I will get a winner pretty quickly. But that's how I'm excited by that. The Tang one, I think, is going to take people a little bit more time to search for.
Good. You should give them clues, like, you know, hide things around the.
I'll tell you that that they're all men. Internet. How about that? I'll tell you, there's your clue. All well, six are men.
Okay. No, I was talking about making it harder for them. Find clues around the internet.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, good doctor. What's coming up in the next issue?
Well, in the next issue, we are going to, so again, if we stay with this format, our new store that we're going to find in the pages of Goldmine Magazine. And we might have a special guest on our next podcast if I can get Tom Trauma to join us, because I went out to Vertigo Music in Grand Rapids, which is and for the first time ever went out with one of our listeners who suggested a store. And so he and I together visited the store, and Tom says, and I got a quote right here. I've been to record stores all over the country, but I'm always glad to come home to Vertigo. I haven't found another store that rivals their staff, selection, and prices. So
you put him to the test.
Yep. I took him out and we visited several different stores, but this is the one we landed on. So we're going to talk about Vertigo from the new visit and from a revisit. I went all the way to the Great North and went up to Fargo, North Dakota to revisit with our friends at Vinyl Giant.
Oh, sounds interesting, man. Okay, to close, what do you, since we're this is going to go live the day before our Record Store Day drop in June, what are you searching for?
Well, I am on a mission to get something for my daughter. As a matter of fact, I need to grab that Pearl Jam on 10, live on 10 legs. So I'm looking for that. And then I think for my own personal collection, there's a three record Peter Gabriel set out that I'm gonna go after. There's what about you?
Keith Richards cassette. Now I don't have my cassette deck hooked up anymore. I do have a little boom box, but I'm not gonna play it. It's just for a collectible. You know, it's his debut album and live album together in a slipcase cassette box. So I don't even know if I'll find that. It's very limited quantity.
I'll see what I can find and email me or text me when you get it so I don't buy you an extra copy.
Other than that, I'm just going to see what I don't usually have a list. I just go in, and if there's something I like that I see, I buy it. You know, I have a kind of, I've got the RSD list kind of in my head of what I want, but I used to be a geek and care. Remember Goldmine used to print it, the whole list in the magazine? I used to be a geek.
Good old days.
Carry that around like a checklist, but no, I don't do that anymore. And I just, whatever, because, you know, I'd be disappointed sometimes. A lot of record stores wouldn't have it. So I just go in, see what they have left, and then I grab it. That's it. It's,
you know,
more fun that way.
I encourage people who are going to get up early tomorrow and get in line and race into that store to take a minute to ask the owner, you know, what do you think? What are people going to miss? What's the big thing that's going to slip through that later on you're going to laugh at that are like, this was the best thing that no one got? Because those store owners know what's good. And sometimes there are some releases that really fly under the radar that people never know about. And you're like, oh my gosh, I never even knew that was available. Or I never heard of that band. And that's what Record Store Day should be about. The opportunity to get an album that had never been out before, not an opportunity to buy the 11th version of an album that's come out now, this time on pink vinyl versus, you know, 27 other color options that you could get. So that's the doctor's opinion for what it's worth, but get out there. I do too, but I don't need 27 copies in 27 different vinyl colors. So
that's me kind of with the Rolling Stones. But, you know, I think that the only thing I don't really dig on is the what they call, you know, getting a record coming out before its release date. You know, I don't really, you know, I'll get it when it comes out. It's not a big deal to me.
Yeah.
But, you know, besides that, I usually go for I like the colored vinyl, even if I have it. Another version. I mean, I bought two this last Record Store Day, Hero by Judas Priest, colored vinyl, and also the Rolling Stones Hot Rocks, because I'm a geek. I'm a records collector geek. I haven't even opened those two. I might even keep them sealed.
Yeah, but you know, they did some special work with both of those. And yeah, so they did make them different. And so, you know, I don't have an issue with that. To me, it's the, like you said, you know, you've got a new album coming out in August. Hey, let's release it early, Record Store Day, to a handful of people. And there's not going to be anything different from it than the one that everybody will be able to buy in 2 months. I don't get that. That I don't get.
Yeah. Well, some kids want to be the first kid on their block. First kids. Some people want to be the first kid on the block to have the record, I guess. But, you know, that doesn't matter as much anymore, you know?
Yeah.
I used to, when I was in the 80s, I wanted to go down to the record store and make sure I pick up this album before any of my friends do. But I don't know if that matters as much, you know? Maybe some of our listeners would disagree. But anyway. So thank you, good doctor. We'll talk to you next time. And listeners, don't forget to go to goldminemag.com for exclusive content. And also check out Select, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million Stores for the new issue. And now the new issue that will be coming out is, of course, we just got a August, September coming out. So you should see that in the stores. We have three different covers. So we'll have the Sex Pistols, Def Leppard, and Woodstock. So you could collect all three covers if you want, or you could go to the Goldmine store and you could buy collector's editions for all three, which is, again, Sex Pistols, Def Leppard, and Woodstock. The difference is, Doctor, these collector's editions come with alternate covers and frameable 8x10 professional prints, and the Woodstock one, it has these 8x10s from Henry Diltz. So he is, you know, as you know, a famed photographer.
Yep.
And we have a Henry Diltz love affair. So he worked with us to get us these 8x10s for our readers.
That's really cool.
Very cool. So again, go to shop.goldminemag.com for those. They will be out sometime soon in July. Now, you can also, Doctor, this is our 177th podcast episode. So you could go to podcast@goldminemag.com and God, you could go back and listen to a whole bunch of Record Store Recons and also, you know, a lot of different interviews, man. I can't believe it. You know, this week has been 5 years since the podcast began. And you've been with the mag how long now?
I think almost 10 years.
Wow. Time flies, man.
Yeah, so I've visited a lot of record stores and I've got to meet some very interesting people out there.
I have fun on these podcasts, though, you know, talking about record stores.
Oh, this is why we do it, right?
Yeah, it is. All right, man. So have a good record store day. And listeners, hope you have a good record store day. We'll catch you next time on the Record Store Recon edition of the Goldmine Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
Find what you're looking for inside that record store. Across the whole world, they've gone searching for shelves of gold to find that perfect score. You're listening to the Record Store Recon. You're listening to the Record Store Recon.